A case report on streptococcal shock syndrome. Introduction. Invasive S. pyogenes infections, once considered a thing of the past, have re-emerged over the last two decades. The spectrum of clinical manifestations of S. pyogenes includes skin and soft tissue infections such as impetigo and necrotizing fasciitis to pneumonia and septicemia. We report a patient who presented with clinical and laboratory features consistent with a diagnosis of streptococcal shock syndrome. Case history. A 41-year-old man with hepatitis C-related liver disease and previous drug abuse presented with a 3-day history of fever, hematuria. He was febrile, that is 38.4 degrees Celsius, and toxic with thready pulse, 120 beats per minute, hypertension 97 by 54, and tachypnea, that is 50 beats per minute. His cardiorespiratory examination was normal. Abdominal examination revealed a palpable liver and left iliac fossa tenderness, but no signs of peritonitis. Baseline investigations are summarized in the table / figure 1. Admission chest radiograph was normal. Broad-spectrum antibiotic therapy comprising imipenem, vancomycin and gentamicin was commenced after cultures. Following resuscitation and intubation, he was transferred to the intensive care unit ICU with a provisional diagnosis of multi-organ failure, secondary to septic shock, severe metabolic acidosis and possible disseminated intravascular coagulation. The post-intubation radiograph showed bibasal alveolar opacities. He subsequently developed bilateral large pleural effusions. His blood culture grew Streptococcus pyogenes. He gradually improved from his shock, metabolic acidosis and coagulopathy with supportive therapy, ventilation and antibiotics and was weaned off respiratory and cardiovascular supports. Following recovery from his critical illness, his stay in hospital was complicated by myocardial infarction as well as an episode of hepatic encephalopathy secondary to severe decompensation of his liver disease. 2 months after the initial episode, he succumbed following an episode of nosocomial Klebsiella pneumonia. Discussion. Invasive S. pyogenes infections, once considered a thing of the past, have re-emerged over the last two decades. A proportion of patients present with a syndrome of shock and designated toxic streptococcal syndrome, that is TSS, that is exotoxin mediated. This syndrome is usually seen in patients presenting with necrotizing fasciitis and is associated with a mortality of 30-60%. The bacteremic form without a septic focus is only in about 14% of the patients presenting with TSS. A recent report from Canada showed an increase in the proportion of patients presenting with S. pyogenes pneumonia from less than 1% in the early 1980s to greater than 10% in the late 1990s. The development of TSS in these patients was associated with a significant risk, odd ratios 19, of death. In addition to necrotizing fasciitis, pneumonia and bacteremia, S. pyogenes has been reported to be the causative organism in surgical site infections, septic arthritis, osteomyelitis, meningitis, thrombophlebitis, peritonitis, pelvic infections, central venous line bacteremia, endocarditis, urinary tract infection and endophthalmitis. Several risk factors predispose to the development of invasive group. A streptococcal infections and include human immunodeficiency virus, cancer, diabetes, alcohol abuse and chickenpox. It's likely that the patient's chronic liver disease and alcohol abuse, known risk factors for streptococcal shock syndrome, predisposes him to the development of S. pyogenes septicemia as well as the second episode of pneumonia. There was no evidence of any other immunocompromised state. The diagnosis of streptococcal shock syndrome is made on the basis of A. identification of S. pyogenes and B. clinical signs of severity, hypertension, systolic blood pressure of less than or equal to 90 mmHg in the adult, along with two or more of the following signs: renal impairment, coagulopathy, liver involvement, acute respiratory distress syndrome, and generalized erythromatous macular rash or soft tissue necrosis. Streptococcal shock syndrome is thought to be mediated by streptococcal pyrogenic exotoxins and other antigens which function as superantigens. Reports of invasive or fulminant aspergillosis infections are sparse in Australian and Indian literature and may reflect under-reporting rather than true absence of infection. A study from Melbourne showed increasing severity of aspergillosis infection in children from 1982 to 1993. There has been also renewed interest recently in Indian literature with several publications of invasive group. A streptococcal infection from Australia, the USA and Denmark. In northern Queensland, Australia, the crude incidence rate was reported to be 82.5 per 100,000 per year in the indigenous population and 10.3 per 100,000 per year in the non-indigenous patients. Hamar et al. Studying the incidence of invasive group A streptococcal infections in children identified more infections in the latter half of a 9-year audit. Given the rapid progression of invasive streptococcal infection as seen in our patient, early recognition and appropriate treatment is important. In experimental aspergillosis myositis, in a mouse model, penicillin was ineffective if treatment was commenced more than 2 hours after initiation of infection. Recent in vitro studies have shown that clindamycin was superior to penicillin and ampicillin in reducing the production of streptococcal pyrogenic exotoxins A and B. Hence, combination therapy with penicillin and clindamycin is recommended for severe aspergillosis infections. Although streptococcus pyogenes infections are not infrequently encountered by the clinician, this case report is presented to highlight several features. A. There appears to be a resurgence of streptococcus pyogenes infections worldwide. It is possible that the magnitude of this problem is higher than is recognized or reported. Although streptococcus pyogenes septicemia with shock is not very common, it should be remembered as an important etiological agent, especially in patients presenting with pneumonia or necrotizing fasciitis. Prompt treatment is crucial for successful outcomes. Contrary to common belief of the use of just penicillin, combination therapy with penicillin and clindamycin appears logical given the results of in vitro studies. Immunoglobulins may be considered as adjunct therapy in severe infections given the benefits of toxin neutralization, mortality reduction and reduced need for surgery in cohorts of patients. Conflict of interest. There is no conflict of interest or any financial support for this study for any of the authors.